KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Lance Lynn extended his April success with five solid innings, and Matt Holliday had a two-run single in the first inning, lifting the St. Louis Cardinals to a 4-2 win over the Milwaukee Brewers. Lynn allowed one run and six hits, pushing his April record to 13-2 since 2012. That's the best record in the majors over that period. Willie Peralta gave up four runs on 10 hits over five innings for Milwaukee. Yadier Molina had three hits for St. Louis, which won 12 of 19 against the Brewers last season. Kevin Segrist, Seth Maness, Matt Belisle, Randy Choate, Jordan Walden, and Trevor Rosenthal followed Lynn on the hill. Rosenthal picked up his third save despite giving up a two-out run-scoring hit to Ryan Braun in the ninth inning. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, it was Miami over Atlanta 6-2. The New York Mets beat Philadelphia 6-1. The Chicago Cubs shut out Cincinnati 5-0. San Diego beat Arizona 3-2. Colorado 4-2 over San Francisco. Three interleague games yesterday saw Washington beat Boston 10-5, Detroit downing Pittsburgh 1-0, Dodgers over Seattle by a 5-2 final. Kansas City became the last team in the majors to lose this season as Kyle Gibson pitched into the seventh inning and Oswaldo Arcia hit a two-run homer for the Minnesota Twins in a 3-1 victory over the Royals last night. The Royals were chasing the 2003 team's 9-0 start as the best in franchise history, but Gibson used 12 ground ball outs and three strikeouts to keep the highest scoring team in the majors quiet for a night. The Twins went 1-8 to begin the 1994 season, the only other time in the club's 55-year history they started with seven losses in their first eight games. Glenn Perkins pitched a perfect ninth for his first save. Edinson Volquez struck out seven in 7 2/3 innings with five hits and one walk allowed. He loaded the bases with no outs in the first, but he escaped with only Brian Dozier's sacrifice fly as the damage. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, it was Cleveland over Chicago 4-2. The LA Angels beat Texas 10-2. Baltimore 7-5 over the New York Yankees. Detroit beat Tampa Bay 12-7. And it was Houston over Oakland by a 6-1 final. In Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday, the Iowa Cubs came up on the short end of a 10-inning contest. New Orleans beating the I-Cubs 3-2. Memphis knocked off Omaha by a 4-2 final. Iowa Cubs general manager Sam Bernabe says he doubts fans in Des Moines will see star prospect Chris Bryant play. Bryant won't be eligible for free agency until after the 2021 season if the parent Chicago Cubs wait until Friday to call him up. The I-Cubs home opener is Friday night against Oklahoma City.
For our fans' sake, I hope our fans get a chance to get one more glimpse. But quite frankly, I don't think they're going to do that. I think they'll move him after the 12-day window is up and get him in the Chicago lineup and have him help their continued success that they've had early.
Burnaby says if fans in Des Moines get a chance to see Bryant play, it most likely will only be for a day or two.
You never know, and really, the Cubs are holding that card pretty close to the vest. But all in all, it's really going to be a fun team to watch with Addison Russell and several of the top prospects in the organization now going to play at our level this year. And the same thing will happen again next year with the next wave of kids coming through.
The I-Cubs are 3-3 on the season after last night's loss to New Orleans. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says the first college football playoff showed the Big Ten is not as down as many has claimed. Ohio State made a surprising run to the national championship despite being without its top two quarterbacks.
I don't think there's that big a difference from conference to conference. And, you know, certainly, some conferences, I think most conferences have some pretty good teams at the top, and then most of them have some teams at the bottom that for whatever given reason, might have a tough time competing in that year. But there's a lot of folks in the middle who are pretty close to making that move to the top. And, you know, I think it just goes year to year.
Ferentz says there's a lot more parity among the conferences than many believe.
Yeah, I don't think we need to have an inferiority complex. And, again, when we go to the bowl season, we see a lot of teams in other conferences competing. I'm not sure there's that big a difference between the conferences.
Iowa will close out their spring drills with an intra-squad practice on April 25th. Guilty on all counts, former New England tight end Aaron Hernandez has been sentenced to life in prison without parole in the shooting death of Odin Lloyd in 2013. Hernandez was found guilty of first-degree murder and weapons charges in connection with that death. Jurors deliberated for 36 hours over 7 days before rendering their decision. Lloyd was dating the sister of Hernandez's fiancé. He was shot 6 times in an industrial park near Hernandez's home. Hernandez's lawyer acknowledged during closing arguments that he was there when Lloyd was killed, but he pinned the shooting on Hernandez's 2 friends. Prosecutors said Hernandez planned the killing and then helped to cover it up. The Chicago Blackhawks have the upper hand in their division semifinal series following a marvelous comeback in Nashville. Duncan Keith scored 7:49 into double overtime to complete the Blackhawks' 4-3 win over the Predators. The Hawks trailed 3-0 until Nicholas Jalmerson, Patrick Sharp, and Jonathan Toews scored during the first 14 minutes of the second period. Patrick Kane set up power play goals by Sharp and Toews in his first action since missing 2 months with a broken collarbone. Scott Darling made 23 of his 51 saves in overtime in relief of Corey Crawford to help the Hawks seal the home ice advantage now. Colin Wilson scored twice for the Predators, who host Game 2 on Friday. In other Stanley Cup Series openers, Brian Flynn scored the game winner to cap the Canadiens' 4-goal second period in a 4-3 triumph over the Senators. The Habs will host Game 2 on Friday. Yaroslav Halak made 8 of his 24 saves against Alex Ovechkin to backstop the New York Islanders' 4-1 victory in Washington. Game 2 is Friday in the Capitol. Chris Russell scored with just 30 seconds remaining to push Calgary past Vancouver 2-1. Canucks will try to even that series on Friday night at home in Vancouver. And for the second straight day, the Duke Blue Devils and the Arkansas Razorbacks lost a player to the NBA draft. Duke guard Tyus Jones is following fellow freshman teammates Jahlil Okafor and Justice Winslow to the pros. Jones was the most outstanding player at the Final Four after averaging 13 points and 4.5 assists in the NCAA tournament. Forward Michael Qualls is leaving the Razorbacks after 3 seasons of rim-rattling dunks. He averaged 15.9 points in helping Arkansas win 27 games and reach the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2008. Qualls' announcement comes after Bobby Portis said he was leaving Arkansas after just 2 seasons. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.